This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. In March 2014, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listed as threatened the lesser prairie chicken. It's prompted concern among ranchers about what rules and regulations are in store for them to deal with in regions where the bird lives. The Fish and Wildlife Service is cooperating with conservation agencies such as Natural Resources Conservation Service to work with ranchers and farmers to develop range conservation plans to bolster the bird's habitat while providing guidance and cost share funds to land managers to improve rangeland. Kyle Dillard is taking advantage of an NRCS program. He ranches at Milnesand in eastern New Mexico, right in the middle of a large lesser prairie chicken population. His is a cow-calf operation.
We ranch on about 50 sections. This is a short grass prairie. I mean, we have the big blue stem and little blue stem and grama grass, and we have some buffalo grass. We're mainly in the sand, but we probably have about a third of the ranch is tight soiled. Our annual rainfall, I think, is somewhere between 14 and 16 inches.
Some locations on the High Plains are beginning to recover from a three-plus year drought in which population surveys conducted by lesser prairie chicken biologists documented a 50% decline of the already hard-pressed bird. But as the drought eases in some areas, population numbers have increased slightly.
In 2010, we had 6 inches of rain for the year. In 11, I think we had 3 inches of rain. Nothing flourishes very well when it doesn't rain any more than that. We've been in such a bad drought, and that's what's hurt the prairie chicken numbers.
Kyle says around June 15th, 2013, finally, rain returned.
And it seemed like about every time we needed a rain, we would get one. We never had any big rains, but they were steady. So we had a pretty good year last year, and it's been a really good year this year, and things look lots better. As we get back to a more regular weather cycle, we'll see the chickens will start to come back.
Kyle made the decision to sign up with Natural Resources Conservation Service under that agency's Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative. NRCS will provide the range manager with technical assistance regarding managed grazing and provide some cost share money to get projects done.
Some of the different things that they are doing is a deferred grazing program. They have some fencing programs, whether you're taking out old fences or putting in new, and quite a few different developing water, whether it's pipeline or solar or storage.
Different regions where the lesser prairie chicken lives are seeing the bird's habitat challenged by invasive plants.
Then there's also some programs to spray, whether you're spraying the chinnery or mesquite.
Zach Eddy is senior wildlife biologist with Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever in Kansas.
What I would tell anyone owning land in prairie chicken country is to not be afraid to consult with their local USDA NRCS office.
Zach says a lot of landowners he encounters have a fear that if they get into a conservation plan with NRCS, then the government's going to babysit and monitor everything the manager does on the land.
That is not necessarily true. These conservation plans are designed with the landowner's goals in mind, and there are a wide range of plans and programs that can be used to tailor an agreement to the landowner's needs and objectives.
Learn more about how the NRCS Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative can assist ranchers in developing a healthy rangeland both for cattle grazing and to help the lesser prairie chicken's habitat. And hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service.